Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does at this time each week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm good, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's Friday night. Before we can do this week's show, let me clear up the challenge from last time. I said, start with the phrase summer solstice. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell a certain nine-letter group of people and a five-letter word that often welcomes those people. What are the words? They are customers and smile.
All right, Ian. On June 28th, 1926, the company now known as Mercedes-Benz was formed when the two companies founded by Gottlieb Daimler and Carl Benz merged to form Daimler-Benz, which later that year produced the first vehicles under the Mercedes-Benz name. Mercedes-Benz is now a subsidiary of Daimler AG, which was known as Daimler Chrysler from 1998 to 2007, when it also owned the Chrysler brand. In 2018, Mercedes-Benz was the biggest-selling premium vehicle brand worldwide, with over 2.3 million cars sold. To commemorate the formation of Mercedes-Benz, this week our questions are about other companies with hyphenated names. Named for its two founders, what company updated its logo in 2005 to highlight the number 31 in its initials, with the 3 forming part of the first initial and the 1 forming part of the other, referencing the 31 varieties of the product it sells?
It's not Emac and Bolio's, it's not Wemple and Edick's, it's Baskin-Robbins.
Baskin-Robbins is correct. You know a lot of ice cream shops, by the way. Should we start there?
Yeah, I might have a problem.
What high-end kitchenware retailer is named for its founder and the California city where he opened his first store, a space which he converted from a hardware store after a trip to France that inspired him to import French cookware and accessories to America, making him one of the first people to sell restaurant-quality kitchenware to home cooks?
Shouts to Deadspin's Drew McGarry for putting a spotlight on Williams Sonoma.
Yes, and what Ian is referring to is Drew McGarry every year writes The Hater's Guide to the Williams Sonoma Catalog. Chuck Williams, the Williams of Williams Sonoma, died in 2015, and his estate donated nearly 4,000 pieces of cookware to create what is called the Chuck Williams Culinary Arts Museum, which is operated by some school called the Culinary Institute of America. Founded in Cleveland in 1866, what company currently uses a logo consisting of a bucket labeled SWP hovering over a globe, pouring onto it red paint, on which are written the words, "Cover the Earth"?
I'm going to say Sherwin-Williams.
I hope you would, because that is correct. In 2006, what company changed its New York Stock Exchange symbol from HDI to HOG, reflecting the use of that word as a generic term for their product, which itself is a reference to a group of racers who used to take a victory lap with an actual hog on their vehicle?
I'll say Harley-Davidson.
That's right. And finally, what company added InBev to the end of its name after a 2008 acquisition, was until 2009 one of the largest operators of theme parks in the U.S., including its namesake properties in Williamsburg, Virginia and Tampa, Florida, and lent part of its name to the home stadium of the St. Louis Cardinals?
I was going to say Busch Gardens, but it's Anheuser-Busch.
That's right, Anheuser-Busch. But you're also right. Busch Gardens are the namesake properties that I referred to. And for a while, and now I think they've started again, they give out free beer samples in their hospitality centers.
Dash on over to WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credits, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the name Fisher-Price. That's F-I-S-H-E-R-P-R-I-C-E. Change one letter to an E, not either of the ones that are already there, of course, and you can rearrange the result to spell an 8-letter word for small fruits, and a 3-letter word for something those fruits are often used to make. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.